बहिरंतश्च भूतानाम अचरं चरमेव सुखत्याग तद अभिज्ञेयम दूरस्थं चांत्रिके चतत। द सुप्रीम ट्रूथ एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ और द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड इट वी शुड ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर द सुप्रीम ट्रूथ इन द अल्टीमेट इशू इज द पर्सन ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द। Without understanding this tattva, we cannot understand the absolute truth. The first realization is impersonal Brahma. Then, still further advanced realization is localized Paramatma. And still further advanced realization is the Supreme Personality of God. ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानीति शब्द वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वम् जज्ज्ञानमद्वयम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानीति शब्द। द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रू द सेम ऑब्जेक्टिव टू द लेस इंटेलिजेंट क्लास ऑफ मैन और इन द बिगिनर्स ही अपीयर्स टू बी इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म। Just like the same example, as we are very, very far away, 90 million miles away from the sun planet, we can touch the sun sign, not the sun planet. That is not possible. We have no such power that we can touch the, although the sun planet is there, everyone can go and touch it, but it is beyond our power. This is the position of our material experience, and what to speak of spiritual experience. About the spiritual experience, it is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso manipungamana sapastija prapadasimna avichinta tatte govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajan. There is a planet. Just like you see the sun planet, it is in your front, you are daily seeing it, but you have no power to go there. This is about the material planet and how you can approach the spiritual planet where Krishna lives, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati. Everything is there, but you require power to reach. So we can realize in the beginning the sun sign. Then if we are able to approach the sun planet, that also not possible, but still we can hope. But still you have to enter the sun planet and there is sun god. From the sun god, the glaring effulgence, the sun sign is coming. Although the sun sign and the sun glow and the within the sun glow of the sun god, they are of the same thing, quality, light and heat. Still there are degrees of light and heat. You can touch the sun sign, but you cannot touch the sun glow, neither you can enter the sun glow. That requires a different power. So, this is material. And now, this sun shining and this sun glow is also stated in the Brahma Sangita that yatchakshuresha sabita sakalagrahana raja samasta suramurti asesha teja jasyagaya bhramati sang bhritakala chakro govindamadi purisam tamang bhaja. Now this sun glow, it is very powerful planet within this universe. Therefore, it is called the king of all planets. Jachakshuresha Sabita. Sabita means the sun planet. Sakalagrahanang Raja, Samasta Suramurti, Asesa Teja, unlimited power, Asesa Teja. But still, this sun planet is also moving in its orbit. The sun planet has got its orbit. All planets, they have got their orbit. Jasyagmaya bhramati saṁ vṛta kāla chakra. It is moving like that. 16,000 miles per second, the speed of sun planet. Everything is described in the Śrīmad Bhāgavata. So, still such a big planet, powerful planet, it is rotating under someone's order. That is Govinda. Jasyagmaya bhramati saṁ vṛta kāla chakra Govinda mādi purusam tamaham. There must be someone directing. Don't think it is automatically moving. There is direction. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena prakriti suhate sa characharam hetunanena kauntiya jagad vi parivartate. So, we are not so intelligent to understand that the material nature is working, moving under the direction of the Supreme Personality. But we can experience it, just like a machine, computer, a very subtle machine. It is working wonderfully, but there is a person who is pushing the button. Without that, the machine is useless. It is a lump of matter. Similarly, this gigantic universe, cosmic manifestation, nature is working very wonderfully. The sun is moving, moon is moving, and the earth is moving, everything in the right direction and minute time, and not a single inch is moving here and there. Everything is going on nicely. How? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vayadhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam hetunanena kauntiya jagadvi parivartate. It is under the direction of the Supreme Personality of God. So, Gyam, Krishna is explaining the subject matter of knowledge. First of all, Krishna has explained the process of knowledge. Amanittam madham mittam khanti ajavam mahi chananna yogena bhakti yoga abhyavicharini janma mrittu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsanam. These are the process of knowledge, to know. If we remain before ignorant, that we are missing the chance, everything we can know. This human form of body is specially meant for that purpose. You can understand what you are, what is this material nature, what is God, and how we are related, how things are going on. Everything is there, but we are so foolish that we do not take care. We live like cats and dogs, eat something and sleep and have sexual intercourse, and then we are afraid always and then die. This is cats and dogs life. Real life is to know athāta brahma jignāsa. That is real life, human life. One must be inquisitive to understand the Absolute, brahma jignāsa. Not inquiring in the market, what is the rate of share, what is the rate of rice. No, not for this inquiry. Jigyasu sreya uttamam. To inquire about the Absolute Truth, uttamam, beyond this material nature. Udgata tamam. This material nature is called tamam. Tamasi ma jyotirgamam. These are the Vedic injunctions. You have to enter. You have to understand. The world of light, this world is the world of darkness. It is simply, we require therefore sunlight, moonlight, electric light. Otherwise it is dark. It is called tama. But there is another world which is full of light. It is so full of light that you do not require the sunlight, moonlight or electric light there. Nachatra bhasate surya na sasanka na pavaka jadgatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam the spiritual world. There is parastasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Everything is there. But you do not take care. We think that we have understood 3 vighas of land, my neighborhood, or this, my India, or my America, or this planet, that is sufficient knowledge. No, that is not sufficient knowledge. You have to know so many things. But if you understand Krishna, to understand Krishna means to understand everything. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. If you try to, this Krishna consciousness movement is that try to understand Krishna as Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't malinterpret. Don't be foolish that Krishna means this, Kurukshetra means that, manufacture some words and you be also foolish and make others foolish. No. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you'll understand everything. Now here Krishna says, Bahir antasya bhutanam. The absolute truth is there. Bohi antastha. Not that it is in a different position or different angle of vision. You are already in the absolute truth. Even materially conception. Bhumi, rapa, nala, vayu, khanga, buddhi, mana. These are the material elements. 5 gross elements and 3 subtle elements. So, in taking materially, what is this material? We have already explained. The materials are different energies of the Supreme Lord. Bhinname prakriti astadha, Krishna says. These 8 kinds of material nature, subtle and gross, they are my energy, inferior energy. Itastu vidhime prakriti para. So, the mind is within, the intelligence is within, the soul is within, and outside your body. So this body made of 5 elements, they are also Krishna's energy. And within, the mind, intelligence and the soul, that is also Krishna's energy. 2 kinds of energies, supreme, inferior and superior. Therefore, he is outside and inside. Both, bahirantascha bhutana, every living entity, Krishna is existing outside and inside. Therefore, we have to purify both outside and inside. That is our human life. Human life means to become purified. Because we are not purified, therefore we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. This is the problem. Because we are not purified, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapo dibbhanga putra kajina suddhita satta. Rishabdev advised his sons, my dear sons, tapo dibbhanga, just undergo austerities. This life, human life, is for austerities, penance. Therefore, you'll find in the Vedic civilization, big, big saintly persons, big, big Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Rajarsis, they are engaged. Just like Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha was the prince, royal family. But still, he left everything and underwent meditation to understand himself. There are many of them. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this country is called Bharatvarsha. At the 24th years of his age, he left his kingdom, his wife, little children, and went for austerity, penance. This is meant for, this life is meant for not to live extravagantly, without any responsibility, like cats and dogs. We should be very responsible. Austerity, little austerity. In the Kali Yuga, you cannot undergo severe austerity. But even if you follow little austerity, little something must be done. Little austerity, just like you do not commit any sinful life. What is that? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gun. This much austerity. If you simply accept these 4 principles, now these Europeans and Americans, they are accepting. See how they are advancing. You cannot understand the supreme pure, absolute truth, keeping yourself impure. It is not possible. You can understand God when you are pure. Jisam antogatam papam. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. You can understand God if you are sinful. Namang duskitana mura prapadhanti naradhama. Those who are not purified, sinful, acting only sinfully, such person is called duskritina. Kriti means meritorious. But these rascals are meritorious in doing all sinful activities. Sinful activities also require merit. Even if you become a very expert thief, this is stealing a sinful activity. But it requires some brain. Therefore, the word is used, kritino. Kritino means meritorious. But duskritino, their merit is being applied for sinful activity. Similarly, there is another word, sukritino. You can employ your merit for pious activities. The merit is the same. Just like money. Money you can utilize for duskritino and for sukritino. You can utilize your money for drinking wine, illicit sex, meat eating and gambling. And you can utilize your money for Krishna's service, for offering yajnas, for constructing temple, sacrifices, push on the Sankirtan movement, Krishna consciousness movement. So money is not good or bad, as you utilize it. Similarly, merit also. There, you have got already merit, better than the animals, but you have to utilize it for proper service. That is called Krishna consciousness. Consciousness we have got, merit we have got. Simply, we have to utilize. Now, here Krishna says that bohirantasya bhutana. You have to undergo austerities to see Krishna both outside and inside. If you understand this philosophy, then your life is successful. Antarvahi. Aradhita jadi hari stamusa tata kim. Naradhita jadi hari stamusa tata kim. अंतर बही जदि हरीस तमसा ततः किम नांतर बही जदि हरीस तमसा ततः किम इफ यू कैन सी कृष्णा अंतर विदिन एंड बही आउटसाइड देन यू आर ऑल तपस्या फिनिश्ड यू आर परफेक्ट नाउ तमसा ततः किम नो मोर तपस्या एंड इफ यू कैन नॉट सी the Supreme Lord, inside and outside, then you may undergo various types of tapasya and education. It is all useless. Useless waste of time. Dharma sanishtita pungsa vishakshi na katha suja notpada edhuratingi jadi sramaye vahi keval. If you cannot understand the vishakshi na, Vishakshan is another name of Krishna or God. Vishakshina kathasuja, dharma sanushtita punga. I am very expert kshatriya, or I am expert vaishya. This is called dharma, varnasam dharma. Even if you execute your varnasam dharma, nobody is executing nowadays. Everyone is sudra, kalau sudra sambhava. And even if you execute your dharma, Brahman dharma, kshatriya dharma, vaishya dharma. But even after doing so, very perfectly, very orderly, if you do not develop your Krishna consciousness, vishakshena kathasu, no rooting, if you do not feel attraction, just like here, vishakshena katha, Krishna katha is going on, but nobody is interested. Nobody is interested. Vishakshena kathasu, rotting, no utpadaya. There are so many educated persons, but they are not interested. They will be interested to go to cinema, to the drinking house, to the meat-eating hotel, their interest. This is the position of Kali. Manda samanda matayu mandu bhagya ajubadhuta. Therefore they are so unfortunate. Always disturbed. Always disturbed. Manda samanda matayu. Prayena alpaya ayusa kalau vasmin yuge jana. First qualification is they do not live long. A very short period of life. And is still manda, very bad. Manda matayo. And they have got their philosophy, something rascal. Manda matam manda matayo sumanda matayo manda bhagya. And all unfortunate. They cannot eat even properly. There is no milk, there is no ghee, there is no rice. This is the position of Kali Yuga. So, therefore in this age, if we want to save ourselves from this onslaught of this age, the proposition is Kalo dosa nidhe rajan asti jiko mahan guru. Parikshit Maharaj was informed by Sukadev Goswami, my dear king. I have described about the faulty nature of this age. Kalo dosa nidhi, when there is the ocean of faults, but there is one good opportunity. Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahan guna. There is one good quality. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishna sa mukta sanga param kali. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all this contamination and he can go back to home, back to home. This is another advantage of Kali Yuga. In other Yuga, one has to undergo so much severe austerity, penances, then one can realize. But in this age, the things have been made easy. That is also mercy of Krishna, because these people are so much disturbed and fallen, downtrodden. They cannot undergo very severe austerity. Simply chant. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranatha. These are the Shastric injunctions. And actually it is happening in Europe and America. They are simply chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. They are advancing very quickly. To understand this Bhagavad Gita, they are now reading as it is. The latest report is in London, we are selling 15,000 copies per month. So they are taking interest. Because it is presented as it is, Bhagavad Gita as it is, no rascal interpretation. This meaning is this, this meaning that. What authority have got to make like that? Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then we'll be benefited. So one has to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth both outside and inside. Antar bahish sabhutanam charam acharam eva. There are two things. Some of them are moving or with life, and some of them are not moving. Even living beings. Here it is called bhutanam. Bhutana means living entities. So, there are some living entities which are moving, just like we, cats, dogs, human beings, and flies, and so many living beings, they are moving. And other living beings, just like trees, plants, they are standing one place. Sthavar jangam. Sthavar means one place. Chara acharam. Sukhatvat. In every living being, there is the Supreme Law. Supreme Law. Andantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Even within the atom. Sukhatvat abhigyam. Because it is so small, minute. That minute means that Krishna's part and parcel. Krishna is the gigantic. Virat or Vibhu, and we living entities, we are Onu. The Sukhatva. Hey, chup. Hey, Danta. Sukhatva tad avigyam. Because we have already explained this, that our eyes, they cannot see the subtle things. Minute things. We require some instrument just like microscope. But even with microscope, our so-called microscope cannot see what is that soul. It is very, very minute, 10,000th part of the upper portion of the ear. Jiva bhaga sabhijna, kesagrasya satobhagas, kesagra, the tip of the hair, satobhagas, you divide into 100, and then take one part, again divide into 100, kesagra satobhagasya satodhakalpitasya cha. That 10,000 part of the tip of this, it is so minute, but there is the thing, very minute, just like a small grain of a poison, venomous poison. If it is injected in your body, you will die in it. It has got so power. Similarly, the minute spirit soul is so minute, 1/10,000th part. Still, because this minute spirit soul is there, you are moving, you are acting, your brain is working, you are denying the existence of God. You are doing all this. Sukhatta tad avigyam durastham. Durastham chant ke chatat. Durastham. Now you cannot calculate where this abode of God is there. Durastham. Panthasya koti satavasya. If you go with your plane, with the speed of mind, panthasya koti satavasya sampragamma vayurathapi. By aeroplane, Vayu Rath. This Vayu aeroplane is mentioned in the Brahma Sangita. Vayu Rathapi Manasu. And with the speed of mind, Muni Pungamana, discovered by great scientists, is still Avichinta Tatti. It is so far away. Avichinta Tatti. Therefore, it is called Durastham. At the same time, Antike, very near. Very near, just like Krishna is standing here. One has to understand. Very near, he has kindly come to you, near, so near that you can touch his lotus feet, you can offer him some food stuff, you can decorate. He's agreeing, yes, I will accept you. Patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. And before this, Krishna has said, sarvato panipadastha. He has got hands and legs, everyone. In the Vedas also it is confirmed. Apanipada, Javanagrahita. Apanipada, he has no hands and legs, but whatever you offer in sacrifice, he immediately accepts. How he accepts? How he accepts? That is called Durastham. Very, very far away, at the same time, Antike, immediately. Provided you know the means, if you know, then you can see prema anjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokanti. That is God's power. He can remain far, far away, but he can immediately be approachable by the devotees. There is another verse. Addaita achyuta yanadi ananta rupam adyanga purana purusanga navajauvanech vedeshu durlava. If you want to understand the absolute truth by simply studying the Vedas, although the Vedas means Veda is the Sarvaya Hamiva Veda. Krishna is to be understood, that is the Vedic object. But if you have no devotional feeling, then even if you go on reading Vedic literature, for many millions of years, he will not understand what is Krishna. Vedishta Sarvi, although it is, the objective of Vedic study is to understand Krishna. So, Vedesu Durlava, Adurlava Atma Bhakto. But if you go through the mercy of a devotee, Atma Bhakto, or he is very easily available to the devotees. Bhaktamamabhijanati, javanjaschami tattat. If you simply speculate, he will remain dure, durastham, antikecha. But if you surrender, as Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam brahma, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyaji, Mahanamaskuru. Simply by this process, he confirms it. Then anyone who has taken this process, Janma Karma Me Dibbam Jujanati Tattva. Simply by this process, Takta Dehang Punarjanma Naiti, Mame Eti. These are things in the Bhagavad Gita plainly said. Unfortunately, we do not read it, or even if we read it, we misinterpret it, or somebody mislead me, so-called scholars and so-called rascals mislead us, and we remain in the darkness. So, try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.